You are on Radio Tacoma's Climate 360.
And I'm your host, John Doherty, where we take a 360-degree look at climate here and around the world in 360 seconds or less. So let's get right to it. Okay, let's talk about opinion here in the United States regarding human-caused climate change. The Yale Program on Climate Change Communication is a great place to start. They've been tracking opinions regarding climate change for 16 years. American author Upton Sinclair said, and I'm quoting, "It is difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends on his not understanding it," end of quote. So it's not much of a surprise that the Yale program found that fossil fuel producing states like North Dakota, Wyoming, and West Virginia don't think human activity has anything to do with climate change. While that's discouraging enough, the worst news is that 42% of Americans in all don't think that humans have anything to do with climate change. So it's tempting to think that if we could just get those people to change their minds by pointing out all the data that says climate change is caused by human activity, it would be the end of the problem. But Yale opinion data from the last 10 years makes it clear that it's not that simple. Yale researchers have identified what they call six Americas, groupings of people who share similar attitudes toward climate change, and they've named those attitudes alarmed, concerned, cautious, disengaged, doubtful, and dismissive. So here's the deal. The size of disengaged, doubtful, and dismissive groups has barely budged in the last 10 years, and that's despite all the warnings, publicity pleas, record high temperatures and rainfall, ocean acidification, and more. Right now, consequences of climate change that have disrupted the lives of millions already. The short answer, based on the data, that the dismissives make up the same proportion of the population now as 10 years ago, and from my experience, is that it is a waste of time and resources to try and change the minds of these folks. The good news in the Yale data is that the groupings of those who are alarmed and concerned has grown from 39% to 57% of the population in 10 years, and that growth has come from minds changing amongst those who were previously doubtful or cautious. There are two takeaways from this, and that's in addition to the already stated perspective that it's a waste of resources to try and change the minds of the dismissives. First off, if we want to change minds, the fertile ground is with the doubtful and the cautious, and a key to influencing them is to first listen, to understand what they have to say. That's not easy in a culture where we are conditioned to rely on argument to make our case, and therein is the problem. The purpose of argument is to show that you are right and the other is wrong, and people don't like to be proven wrong. So they stick to their guns despite being pummeled with facts aimed at showing them they're wrong. Maybe dig in even more deeply. If you can show another that you are willing to listen to them with your purpose being to understand them, then maybe they'll eventually become willing to listen to you. Socrates said, "Man is most convinced by that which he discovers for himself." So give the cautious the space to discover for themselves. They'll ask for more when they're ready. Now, you know the expression about preaching to the choir, the idea being that the choir is already on board, so why bother talking to them? But this is wrong. Everyone, even choir members, benefit from a sense of community, from learning from each other, from support given, from experiencing the power of teams, and from having a place to find solace when the news is tough to hear. The alarmed need to be listened to and understood too. The Seven Habits guru Stephen Covey says, quoting, "In moments of stress, what people want more than anything is to be understood. Because we're all under stress these days, we all need to be understood by others. In a time where even the climate alarmed can squabble amongst themselves, seeking to understand others prior to making our own cases is one of the only ways forward in getting to where we need to be regarding the climate." So here's a bit of good news about the Las Vegas betting odds on the presidential race, showing Trump 41.5%, Biden 41.5%. This is a stunning turnaround, given the numbers 6 weeks ago were Trump 45, Biden 28. Quoting the late Senator Adam Clayton Powell, "Keep the faith, baby." I spend a lot of psychic energy worried about the destructive effects that ever-worsening climate change will have, not only for my grandchildren, but also for folks all around the earth, and for the struggles and pain that will result if we don't do a better job of addressing climate change. And those are rational concerns. But there is another less explored aspect to addressing climate change, and that is that if we do a good job, we will leave behind a better world, a world where we recognize that our Earth is home, it's a small place we all share, and that as we join together in creating a livable world into the future, our children and grandchildren can enjoy clean air, clean water, and a naturally stable climate. Can you imagine that? It's easy if you try. We're working not to avoid calamity, but to create a beautiful world. And that's your Climate 360.